57, 58. Welcome back to episode 9, You Be the Judge. We'll be discussing questions 57 through 60 of the Sefer Mimamakim. During the Yomim Tovim, the festivals that the Jews would celebrate, the Germans made it a point to always mock the Jews. Here, Jews, have some fresh bread, they would say on Pesach. Oh, now is your holiday of Purim. This is a time for you to give gifts to one another. And they would taunt them on their holidays regularly. On Tisha B'Av, they also made it a habit to let them know that they were going to have, that the people needed to eat specifically. So the question was the following. In view of the likelihood that the Germans would return to the ghetto on Tisha B'Av morning and drag Jews off to slave labor, was it allowed for the Jews to get up early, daven shacharis, wearing their tallis and tefillin, on Tisha B'Av, which is not the custom? Or should they wait until maybe they'll come back before mincha time, which was unusual? They would come back most of the evenings, very late at night. So what should they do? Should they wear their tallis and tefillin knowing that they'll be able to wear it early in the morning? Or should they wait until maybe they'll come back and have opportunity to wear their garments, their tallis and tefillin on Tisha B'Av? Rav Ashri responded, since there was no other opportunity possible for them to don the tallis and tefillin during the day because of reprisal of the Nazis, I therefore ruled that one could rely on those that maintain that even on Tisha B'Av, one should wear their tallis and tefillin even at shacharis. Although we don't go with those opinions, in the face of such evil, I ruled that the men could rely on these opinions, especially since their desire was to fulfill the mitzvah in the midst of all the troubles they were going through. Question number 58. In order for a person to travel from one place to another, they had to have passports identifying. A big J or a Y represented that they were a Jew, and therefore they were selected to be persecuted. Some people had on their passports the letters RC, denoting that they were of the Roman Catholic faith, and therefore they were a Christian. The question was then, would somebody who escaped and have that on their passport that it said RC, or was that somehow attributing a fact that they were now saying that they were no longer Jewish, and they were giving credibility to the fact that they are no longer of the Jewish faith and they renounced it, and that would be a Chilul Hashem. And we know that anything to do with idol worship of any other religions, a person is obligated to give up their life. So are they obligated to make sure that they do not have the letters RC, or do we say that there could be a dispensation to save their life? Rav Ashri wrote that the letters RC are allowed to be written. They mean Roman Catholic, but they could also mean many other things too. It doesn't mean anything. It can mean Rosh Chodesh. It can mean Royal Kola. It can mean anything for that matter. So the fact is, when you have these letters written, it doesn't have to mean anything. And the fact is, the one who's seeing it, they're making the assumption of what that means, and that's not upon you, especially if it's saving other people's lives. Question number 59. We know that one of the names of Hashem is Shalom, peace. And a person has to be very careful not to say Hashem's name in vain, especially in a disrespectful place or in a disrespectful manner. So for example, if somebody's head is not covered and they say Hashem's name, that's disrespectful to Hashem. A person has to make sure that they have to say Hashem's name, at least covering their head. The question is, many people, in order to give strength to one another, would say Shalom to each other. And that would also invoke Hashem's name. The problem was that when they were standing online, going through the entire ghetto numbers, people had to stand there bareheaded. And they wanted to know, were they allowed to say Hashem's name, Shalom, while they were standing during the appel when they were counting off the numbers of who was still alive and Rachman Tzlan who passed away? Rav Ashri writes, it's true, Hashem's name contains the name Shalom, but I said for two reasons you're allowed to say. Firstly, he says, there are seven divine names that one is not allowed to say Hashem's name. Shalom is not one of those seven names. So that's the first reason. You could say Hashem's Shalom as without having your hair covered. And second reason is, that over here, since the name Shalom is encouraging others to actually be connected to Hashem, that would be a reason why they should say Hashem's name, even though it, quote unquote, is disrespectful, but the exact opposite, it's quite respectful because they're trying to remain committed and connected to Hashem. Question number 60. Many young children were in the ghetto at the same time, and they would latch on to whatever spirituality they could. There was a young boy who dedicated himself to learning every single day and was part of Rav Ashri's Chabura, part of his group. The boy asked if he would be allowed to wear his tefillin and practice 3 days, 3 months, excuse me, before his actual bar mitzvah. The boy wanted to know, would I be allowed at one point in my life to say that I did wear tefillin? Because who knows if maybe I'll be around for my bar mitzvah. And he wanted to know if at least he'd have the schos, the merit, to be able to wear his tefillin properly, even though he's not a bar chiyuva, he's not a obligatory to wear the tefillin yet. Rav Ashri wrote the following, I ruled that since this precious child had such a great desire to fulfill this mitzvah, and because he was nervous that he may not reach the age of 13 of having authorization to put on tefillin, I relied on the opinion that allow a minor to don tefillin if he knows how to guard them in cleanliness. This boy already showed that he was a very serious boy and would make sure to do whatever was necessary, especially the fear of Hashem was upon him. Since he was only 3 months short of his 13th birthday, I relied on the opinion that say that the custom allows for 2 to 3 months before for a young boy to wear his tefillin if he wants to. Although I had ruled that the boy could wear the tefillin while he was still a minor, I warned that if she would find himself with 9 other Jewish men, he was obligated to let them know that although he could still wear his tefillin, he's still not yet a bar mitzvah, and they should not make the mistake of counting him as a 10th man. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.